I want to talk about intending. Intending is sort of a combination of I want and I expect. And a good place to start is by intending for small things throughout the day. Intending is the same as wanting, only maybe a little bit stronger. Now, the more we intend, the more we're using that high-frequency energy, which quickly becomes a two-way street, because the more we use it, the more of it we're getting. I make it a point to intend with little things all day long. I intend to arrive at my destination safely. I intend to be on time and feel great. I intend to find a convenient parking place. I intend to feel good in my clothes. I intend to sign the deal. And as long as my valve is open, meaning I'm feeling good while I'm intending, they always come about. On the larger issues, if your intent for the day is to feel joy, you wouldn't even be able to find an upsetting show on TV if that was your original intent. If your intent is to finish the harvest before supper, watch how easily you get it done. If you'll turn every want into a statement of intent and allow yourself to feel the power behind it, like, yes, you'll be amazed at what transpires. I intend to move by next year means I haven't a clue how it's going to happen, but I know I'll find out because I'm determined to do it. I intend to have a new relationship. I intend to have a full bank account. I intend to find happiness in all that I do. I intend to make new friends. Feel the strength when you speak it. Feel the authority, the force of command, the muscle behind the energy leaving you, the completion. But use with caution. Intending is a dynamic unto itself, not to be abused, and never, never to be turned into a mindless habit. So where we are is daring to want. Whether you call it intending or wanting, take off your shackles and do it. Dare to dream new dreams. Dare to take your old dreams out of the closet and dust them off. Give yourself permission to want. In fact, make yourself want. Check out what you like or don't like about what you've got in your life right now. Then get over the guilt of wanting and get that want motor revved up, for wanting brings passion. Passion brings joy. Joy brings more wanting, and now you're creating on purpose. Go for material things, of course, but also stake your claim for universal or intangible things, such as, I want joy to radiate through my heart. I want to know that everything is always okay. I want to have a greater sense of freedom. I intend to see more choices. I intend to have more choices. I intend to be aware of my feelings. I intend to enjoy life to the fullest. I intend to lighten up. I intend to have a closer connection with my source. The point is to get over the stigma of wanting and do it. Dare to want whatever in this whole wide world will give you pleasure, for wanting is taking charge. Wanting is creating. Wanting and manifesting those wants into reality is fulfilling your reason for being. And therein lies the true richness of life. Okay, so here we are on Chapter 5, Conditions Be Damned. This whole process of deliberate creating is really quite simple, but not always easy. So let's do a quick review before diving in deeper and take a look at how far we've gotten into the four steps of deliberate creation, okay? Now, we've reasonably examined Step 1, which is identify what you don't want. We've moderately examined Step 2, identify what you do want. And we've taken a pass at step three, find the feeling place of your want. Okay, now we're getting into the real guts of step three, the tough part, learning how to feel good about something we want and don't have. You know as well as I do that our usual thinking has been along the lines of, when what's over there comes here, then I can be happy. Or, when I have the right body, then I can feel good about myself. Or, when I'm making more money, then I'll be rid of stress. That's the old, gotta find a way to fix it so I can be happy syndrome. Yet it's precisely that kind of thinking that's made our lives so difficult, because our first reaction has always been to search for physical remedies to remove it or release it or repair it or correct it. But if whatever it is we're trying to accomplish doesn't get fixed, we get all disgruntled and frustrated, attracting a whole lot more of whatever it is we're trying so hard to fix.